music means. It is the walk-up music of one of our favorite humans. She joins us every other week to talk Brewers and whatever else may crop up.
Hey, Jason, including the facts. What do you think she's going to choose between floor steak and pizza?
I don't know, because I'm not going to ask her that first. I'm going to ask her something else.
I'm going to.
Okay, if you could wait, because Jesse and I have already planned something out that you weren't listening to while we were discussing it. So if you could just sit back for a moment.
We only get Sophia every 2 weeks. I got a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff to get to, so let's go. Come on.
Joining us now.
Get to your phone number.
Are you done?
It's gold, Jerry, gold.
God, you're when are you going on vacation again?
Oh, it'll be soon. Don't worry about that.
It is from the Milwaukee Brewers at Bally Sports, Wisconsin. It is our friend Sophia Minner. Sophia, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, so apparently Jesse is going to call you if he gets arrested. That is what
I
learned today.
Said. Yeah, that's what he said.
Look, I don't punch in phone numbers. I don't know phone number. I know my parents' home phone number. I know Homer's phone number, and I know Sophia's phone number off the top of my head, because they are numbers that I consistently dial. Every other number is in a contact in your phone. You don't punch in the numbers anymore.
That's true.
Whose number do you dial at this point in your life? Very few. 800-990-3776 in Milwaukee and 844-770-3776 in Madison. But that's the list for me. Sophia, who do you dial?
Nobody, actually. Like, I as you were saying that, I was trying to think about it. There's not a single number that I dial.
But not Sophia, even Al Minert.
I was going to say, do you remember your old home number?
Yes, I do.
Yep, me too.
I do. But we don't have a landline phone at our house anymore.
Huh.
So even that number would do me no good.
All right, Sophia.
I would like to explore this further,
but I know
you are on a time crunch with Sophia.
Yeah, we had
so
a big
I'll let you take over
this morning. And Jesse had ordered a pizza with his wife, and she wanted all veggies. He wanted pepperoni and sausage and bacon and all that. The pizza came out all veggie, so it made us ask a question. If your order is steak and the steak falls on the floor for 5 seconds and you pick it up, or if you had a pizza with all the toppings you couldn't stand, which one are you picking to eat?
Oh, my gosh. I think I would do the pizza.
Okay. So Jesse thought, I think you go floor steak, but that's just...
Sophia, where are you right now? Are you in the clubhouse?
I'm in the Wrigley dugout.
Oh, okay.
So let's get this. So Sophia is in the dugout at Wrigley Field, and we have now asked her about Jesse calling her from jail and whether she would eat steak off the floor or pizza.
Yeah.
That has topics she doesn't
exactly
want. Okay.
What we
that's on brand for us. What's going on in the dugout?
I just talked to Jake Cousins, who was activated off of the IL. He's been on the COVID-19 IL. So he joined the team yesterday in Chicago, but he's officially active today. So we're just talking to him about his quarantine time with Hunter Strickland down in Georgia. And he's a Chicago kid. He's from St. Charles, Illinois. So he's pitching at Wrigley for the first time this series. So just talking to him about all that kind of stuff.
Jesse, before you call Sophia from jail, she does have a doubleheader of 2 7-inning games, and you're not a fan of this.
Yeah, it's dumb. Sophia, I think 7-inning doubleheaders are dumb. The game is built for 9 innings. You can throw a starter out for 6 and bring in the closer, and middle relief doesn't exist in 7-inning games. And if they're playing the Mets like they were earlier in the season, it just ruins the integrity of the season a little bit if that's a playoff implication game. Am I crazy?
I understand that. I think there's a lot of traditionalists that would prefer, 9-inning games. But I think when you're working a doubleheader, and I think even for the players and the staff when it's a long day, I think everybody appreciates having a little bit of a shorter game. I think it does help in terms of keeping players out there. You know, you do get the extra man, but I think it's an easier day on your pitching staff, especially when you're on the road and you know you're going to have to cover all of the innings. So I do think, like, having seen it now the last 2 years, I've really become a fan of the seven-inning doubleheader.
Huh. There you go. Nice. I am, too. I appreciate it. I think the players appreciate it. I'm sure the bullpens appreciate it. And I'm sure Craig Counsell appreciates it. And, Sophia, with all of this stuff, whether it's roster turnover and injuries and COVID, is there any, with the success the Brewers have had, is there any way that Craig Counsell isn't the lead dog when it comes to Manager of the Year right now?
Gosh, I mean, he should definitely be up there for consideration. I think when you're looking at, like, who else it could be, I think, you know, Gabe Kapler from the Giants would have to be in there because the Giants have just been such a surprise, especially coming out of the National League West. I think everybody assumed the Dodgers were the runaway train, and with what they did at the trade deadline, right, getting Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, and, you know, they were very active, and yet the Dodgers are behind the Giants in the standings. And we saw over the weekend what a great team they have. But nobody really expected the Giants to be in the position that they are now. So I think Kapler could be a great candidate. I think Craig's obviously extremely deserving. But yeah, I mean, you could definitely make the case that he always consistently pushes the right buttons, and especially everything they've had to navigate this year.
So, Sophia, you know, I know Yelich has had some stuff he's been dealing with. He's, you know, hopefully going to be bouncing back. But when you talk to him, is there a frustration or just in general about kind of how his season's been going?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Christian is he's always very honest about, like, what's going on. You know, there was a point in the first half when his self-assessment of how his season was going was, you know, the clean version was horse poop, right? Like, he will give you an honest answer. And look, no one has a higher standard for himself than Christian. You know, what he did in 18 and 19, these were, like, off-the-charts numbers, right? I mean, MVP seasons before the knee injury. Last year was just a really bizarre year. He just couldn't get it going. And he was still rehabbing that injury at spring training. So, you know, last year was just a really unusual set of circumstances for him, and we just haven't seen the consistent power production from him this season. But when you talk to him, when you talk to Craig Counsell, it's not hitting coach Andy Haynes, who has known him since he was 18 years old with the Miami Marlins. It's not for a lack of effort. It's not for a lack of work. It's not for a lack of try either. He's still doing things to help the team win. Like, he's leading the team in walks. He's still giving them great defense. He's an excellent base runner. So he's still impacting the games. We just have not seen the consistent power. And that's just the biggest thing that they're missing. So if they can get a fraction of that back, I think it would obviously help this lineup tremendously.
Sophia, last thing, since you're, you know, actually working and, like, in a dugout and stuff, Tausch asked you about Craig Counsell. He did win his 500th game as manager a little while ago. I've never covered him. I've met him a few times. He seems like a terrific guy to cover and know. What has your experience been like with him?
Oh, all of that. You know, I feel incredibly fortunate that, you know, in my time here, I've worked with two excellent managers. You know, it was Ron Renneke at the start, and then Craig took over in 2015. And at the time, it felt like just the most seamless transition because, you know, he had retired just a couple years ago, and he was in the front office, so he knew the whole organization top to bottom, you know, as a special advisor. And he really kind of sets the tone for what the culture of the Brewers is. And it's, you know, his foundation is all about, you know, connection and how you treat people every day and being connected and being a good teammate and being a good leader. He's an excellent communicator. I think he allows players to be themselves, which is really important. I think when people come here, they want to be here. I think they feel wanted. I think they feel valued. And I feel for a player coming into a new clubhouse, I think that's all they want. And he just kind of gives them the green light to be themselves, and that allows them to perform. You know, we heard that from Rowdy Tellez just a couple days ago about he's been here a month and just the impact that, you know, Craig has had on him and what that has meant to him as somebody new coming over to the team. So he checks all the boxes of everything you want in a leader, a manager, a coworker. You know, he's really as good as it gets.
Sophia, what do you do when the game gets rained out like that? You got to hang out, and then when they call it, what does the rest of the day look like?
It's kind of like travel, right? Like, we were doing our pregame show, and I was doing my first segment hit kind of on the series and the pitching plan and some of the roster moves that happened yesterday. And as I'm doing it, they're literally rolling the tarp out in front of me. So I sent it back. I'm like, well, here's another new story developing of the tarp being rolled out. And at that point, we were maybe 20 minutes away from first pitch. So, you know, we had to sit probably for almost 2 hours before they made the decision to cancel it. So it's a lot of sit around and wait. And then when it's canceled, you just pack up and go home, and you try to organize your schedule and your plan for tomorrow. So today we've got the split doubleheader with 120 and 705.
Sophia, like Craig Counsell, you're a great teammate and you're an excellent communicator. Thanks for talking to us from the dugout at Wrigley. I look forward to the next time we talk to you and wondering where's Sophia. Thanks.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.